Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aditya Birla Real Estate Q1 FY27 earnings conference call, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harsh Pathak from Motilal Oswal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thanks, Ruthie. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, I welcome you all to the 1Q FY27 earnings conference call of Aditya Birla Real Estate. We thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this con call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Aakil Dalmia, MD, Aditya Birla Real Estate, Mr. K.T. Jithendran, MD and CEO, Birla Estates, and Mr. Keyur Shah, CFO, Aditya Birla Real Estate. I now hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Harsh. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q1 27 earnings call. India continued to demonstrate strong macroeconomic momentum in the quarter ended June 26, building on the 7.6% real GDP growth recorded in FY25-26. While inflation began to firm up, with headline CPI rising to 4.38% in June 26, the broader economic environment remained supportive of sustained growth. The real estate sector continued to benefit from this backdrop, and even as the composition of investors meaningfully during the quarter. Despite external headwinds arising from geopolitical tensions, resilient domestic demand with steady investment activity continued to anchor India's growth outlook. From an industry perspective, the strongest demand growth remained concentrated in high-value housing, employment-led corridors, infrastructure-driven micro-markets. MMR continued to lead the market in terms of volumes, while sales moderated in Pune and NCR. Bengaluru stood out, delivering healthy absorption alongside an increase in supply. The commercial real estate market continued its strong performance, with the office segment recording its strongest quarterly gross leasing performance, led by robust demand from global capability centers and flexible workspace operators. Overall, the sector's two key growth engines are now operating at distinctly different speeds. Residential demand is becoming increasingly selective, with a greater emphasis on location, product quality, and price discipline, while commercial office demands continue to reach new heights, supported by structural occupier demand from global corporates. Against this backdrop, we have sustained strong business momentum in Q1 FY27. Collection remained robust at rupees 713 crores, registering 31% of YOY increase. Overall, rupees 445 crore in Q1 FY26. This performance reflects strong collection efficiency, disciplined execution, and continued customer confidence across our projects. Birla Taranya delivered an especially strong start. Within just first 3 months of receiving RERA approval, the projects achieved booking value of over 1,000 crores, demonstrating strong customer acceptance and robust underlying demand. This performance further strengthened Birla Estates' presence in MMR market and validates our strategy of creating premium, thoughtfully designed residential communities in high-potential locations. Our sustenance sales in Q1 FY27 remained well-diversified across regions, demonstrating the depth of resilience in our portfolio. In MMR, Birla Taranya, in the Thane micro-market, and plotted development at Birla Mirza in Boisar, together delivered a strong sustenance booking value of 150 crores following their respective launches in previous quarters. Pune contributed rupees 119 crore in booking value, supported by continued momentum at Birla Pune Phase 2 and Birla Evam. In Bengaluru, the response for Birla Tremya Phase 4 has been particularly encouraging, with 91% of the inventory launched within the last two quarters already sold. This strong absorption reinforces our confidence in Bengaluru as a key growth market for the business. We also continue to strengthen our position in redevelopment segment. With the recent announcement of another redevelopment project in Vashi, Navi Mumbai, carrying a potential GDV of approximately 2,600 crores. With this addition, our total residential redevelopment portfolio has increased to approximately rupees 4,300 crores. This represents another important step in scaling a business vertical that offers significant potential across high-demand MMR micro-market, supported by trusted partnership and disciplined capital allocation. Our commitment to the core real estate business further strengthened by the successful completion of the divestment of Century Parivan Paper to ITC. This transaction has enabled us to significantly reduce our net debt position to nearly zero, materially strengthening our balance sheet and creating greater financial headroom to pursue a larger and more attractive business development pipeline, while maintaining our disciplined approach to capital allocation. Safety remains a fundamental priority across our development. The achievement of 15 million safe man hours at Birla Niyaara, a significant milestone and testament to a collective commitment of our teams, partners and workforce to building a culture where safety is non-negotiable and always comes first. As we look ahead, our priority remains clear. Scale with discipline, execute with consistency, and create developments that are defined by trust, quality, and thoughtful design. We believe our strong brand, diversified portfolio, healthy balance sheet, a customer-first approach position as well to deepen our presence across key markets and capture the opportunity ahead. As we continue to grow, our focus will remain firmly on creating sustainable value, not just through the scale of our business, but through the quality of every development we deliver and the trust we build with our customers and stakeholders. Thank you. Now, we will now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats team on signing the Vashi redevelopment project yesterday. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, Katie, if you look at slide 4 of the investor presentation, how should one read this? Absorption levels have stayed very healthy for the quarter, even without much of launches at an industry level, implying healthy levels of sustained sales. But if you look at your booking value of 3.3 billion, it indicates sustained sales have been relatively weaker. So what are your thoughts on this and what else can be done to really push up sustained sales as a company? And as a follow-up, what needs to happen for the pre-sales trajectory to see a material growth from what we've seen in Q1 for the rest of FY27?
Good morning, Karan. Thanks for your question. So we had about 327 crores of net sales. Actually, the gross sales was much higher. We had a few cancellations and a few terminations for people who are not paying up. And notably, a little more of them have been from Birla Niyaara. So that is why there has been a kind of a dent in net sales. But I think otherwise, if you look at our performance in Pune, in a couple of our Goza projects in Pune and in Thane, Birla, Taranya and even in Bangalore, we have had a steady performance. So, and also there has been price increases. So I'm not really worried about that. We will pick up. Of course, there was no launches, so therefore, the numbers are a little muted. But this is largely tempered because of a few cancellations. But we have, let me assure you that these cancellations we are booking at higher prices. For example, at Niyaara, we had 4 cancellations, but 2 of them we have booked at much higher prices with at least about 4 crores more per apartment.
And then just on... So just following up on this, and when you said that, launches, you had no launches during the quarter, if you look at slide 17, which is 9,600 crores worth of launches that are planned for FY27, what's the current approval status for all these projects, and do you see a risk for slippage for any of these projects into FY28?
So, largely, we're more or less on track, but most of the launches are planned for Q3 and Q4, so currently we're on track for all these launches.
Okay. And then second question, Katie, on, now that you've received the proceeds of around 3,500 crores from the sale of pulp and paper, and with Khar redevelopment last quarter and now Vashi that you signed yesterday, with revenue potential of around 2,600 crores, should we now view redevelopment and, JV-led projects as becoming a more important part of Birla Estates BD strategy? And when you look at, let's say, higher concentration of Mumbai, how are you looking at the market and the overall demand elasticity, let's say, over the next 12 to 24 months, considering that most of the projects that are expected to be launched and most of the BD that you've signed so far is primarily in the MMR market?
Yeah, so the residential real estate market continues to demonstrate strong resilience. Housing sales across India's top cities has grown by more than 8% year on year, which is actually reversing the decline which was witnessed last Q1 to 2025. And more importantly, this growth is being led by premium housing, which is continuing to reflect a structural shift in buyer preferences rather than a mere cyclical demand. And so Mumbai, where else but Mumbai for premium housing? So I think the premium housing demand continues to be very stable, strong, growing both in price terms and volume terms. So we are pretty confident that we are betting on the right market. However, having said that, we are also looking very strongly into the NCR market, both Gurgaon and Noida, prime locations in these markets, and also in Bangalore, very premium locations. We are strongly following up on our BD acquisitions in Bangalore and also into Pune at the right location. So I think it's more micro-market led. There are certain micro-markets in each of these cities which are showing very strong growth trends, and we'll be focusing on those.
Sure. So this is helpful, Katie. I'll come back in the Q&A. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please proceed.
Hello. Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, Akash, you are.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations on a resilient performance. My first question is with respect to margins for our redevelopment projects. Is this any different? Like, what margins are we looking at for these type of redevelopment projects?
So, Akash, we are looking at very premium location for these redevelopments. So our margins are as good as any other, normal projects. No worry for that. We are in the region of about 25% to 30%.
Understood. The second question is on the cash that we have got from ITC. Is this any tax implication? What is the post-tax cash inflow that we will get from this ITC deal?
So, Akash, Keyur here, we have received 3,325 crores, which is approximately 95% of the consideration amount. The balance 5% will be subject to certain conditions subsequent and certain working capital adjustments which had to be reviewed because, it takes time for the working capital to be computed. So that's the balance 5% to be received. Yes, there would be some... there would be a tax outflow on that. That is the process of being worked out. So I'm not in a position to give you that number right now. But this is what we have received so far.
Understood. And sir, just from a launch strategy standpoint, we have just on the Niyaara launch, what is the timeline? Any thoughts on the kind of format that we are bringing? Thoughts on that, please.
So, Akash, as I mentioned, we are focusing on large formats, similar formats, like what we did in Silas, but slightly modified with fungible options, etc. There's a lot of people who are waiting for combined options, larger formats. So that has been decided, and we are moving ahead with the approvals. Hopefully, we should get RERA by end of Q2 and kind of launch this early Q3 or mid Q3. That's the current plan now.
Understood. And any feedback on the initial demand for the product?
As I mentioned, Worli continues to be a very, very strong market. In the premium segment, it is really commanding good premiums. We have increased our prices for Silas and Tower A. Market continues to show strong demand. We have a strong pipeline, some of them existing customers and some other customers are waiting for larger formats, etc. So we are not worried about demand. It continues to be very healthy and strong.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Srivastava from 361 Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on a medium-term growth prospect for the pre-sales. In our FY25, when we first hit the 8,000 crore pre-sales, we have indicated that while annual guidance we may not give, but over the medium term, next 2-3 years, we'll reach towards 15,000 crore. FY26, we were at 8,000 crore. And this year, looking at the business development launches, we believe it could be in the similar range. So have we recalibrated our growth strategy or timeline, or we are confident of achieving the 15,000 crore over the next 2 years' time?
So Amit, we are absolutely confident of our guidance and our long-term guidance that we have given. We are all aiming towards that. We are building up our BD pipeline and also shoring up on phase launches. And we are very, very confident that we will be able to achieve that.
Okay. And sir, in terms of, we were talking about last 2 quarters on a commercial real estate portfolio development plan. So can you update us what is the progress we have made so far, or any timeline in terms of which project we would be like to prioritize first and start and everything?
So as I mentioned in my last interaction with you, that we are planning to commence the commercial development from the Birla Niyaara project itself, first about 1.3 million square feet. Our attempt, the design is in planning stage, and we are hoping to get the approvals and start commencement before the end of this financial year. I think a 4-year time is what we are looking at getting into the leasing stage. And given the current market conditions, I think it should be at least about an 800 crore annual leasing when it is fully stabilized.
This project can be launched parallel to our Birla Niyaara Phase 3, so no problem on that side.
Absolutely no chance. This is commercial. There's no demand. We just take the approval and start building, start construction.
Right. So what would be the CapEx kind of assumption on this if we are 1 million square feet?
CapEx is not, because land is not, there only have to pay for
So construction is spent basically if you look at.
That details are there that I can share you if there is too much. I mean, it's not something which is, too big, and if we have also options of going with a partner, with a private equity partner. So we are weighing all of those options.
Sure. The last question is in terms of construction spend. Last quarter we have guided for 1,000 crore in for the FY27, whereas we have already spent 440 crores in a 1Q. So this would be in a similar, in a same range of 1,000 crore for the FY 2027, or it will escalate? And what will be collection guidance for FY 2027?
So Amit, 437 includes construction cost of around 226 crore. Balance are other costs like approval costs, design costs. So overall, the construction cost is 226 crore for the current quarter. And yes, around 1,200 crore-1,300 crore will be the overall construction cost for the current financial year.
Okay. Sure, sir. And just some clarity on Birla Niyaara phase two, where the cancellation has happened. In one quarter, we got four units which got canceled. So any specific reason for that?
We had one cancellation in Tower A and three cancellations in Tower B. But two of them have already been booked in the last quarter. One we have again booked it this quarter. So these happen. People are not paid up. They have struggled payment schedule. Somebody has a death in one's family, financial constraints, didn't want to continue, etc. The good news is that we have been booking it at much higher prices. The rebooking has been at much higher prices. At least every apartment we have sold at 4 crore more.
So what is the current ticket size, sir, for home in average?
In Tower B, in Silas?
Yeah, Tower B.
40 crore. 40 crore?
Okay. 40 crore. Yeah, sure. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. First, on the BD, I mean, just in case you want to just indicate what sort of pipeline do we have right now in terms of advanced discussions, and would be helpful if you can provide the split across cities as well. Yeah, that's my first question.
So our BD pipeline continues to be very strong. We have more than about worth term sheets and advanced deals worth about more than 60,000 crore in the pipeline. These are reasonably split between NCR, Mumbai, Pune, and Bangalore. Of course, because of the push on redevelopment, we have a slightly stronger pipeline in Mumbai. So otherwise, we have even very strong proposals going on in the NCR market, Pune, Bangalore. So in all markets, our focus remains equally strong. I think all these markets in the right micro markets, there is very strong demand for premium housing, and that's where we are focusing on.
Sure. And any targets in terms of completions in next one or two quarters? Because probably that would set the tone for next year's growth. So out of the 60,000 crore, how much do you expect to complete in this quarter, next quarter?
Quarterly things in BD is not possible. Whenever we get the right deals, we will consummate it. For example, the deal that we concluded, Vashi, that moved very quickly. Within about 6 months' time or less than 6 months' time, we could conclude it. There are deals which we are negotiating for the last couple of years also. So this is very difficult for us to really predict quarterly basis. On an annual basis, I've guided you in the range of about 10,000-15,000 crore is what we are aiming to do in this financial year.
Got it. Got it. And with that, I mean, at least you are confident that FY 2028, we will have a growth in terms of pre-sales. At least we have reached that stage in terms of business development where we can be confident, slightly confident about next year's growth.
Yeah. So I'm not currently commenting on next year. I'm confidently commenting on a three-year plan. I think that's what I would rather like to tell you.
Sure.
That 15,000 crore in 3 years' time is what I can guide you for.
Sure. Got it. Fair enough. That's all from my side, and all the best. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab from Emkay Global. Please proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Keki. My first question is on the cancellations in Niyaara. So can you give us some numbers? And if you exclude those cancellations, what would have been our gross sales this quarter?
gross sales have been more than 700 crores, 700 crores plus. But there have been, because of these cancellations, partly in Niara, partly in Areca and some of the other projects, this is what it is, what we have stated here. But as I mentioned, both in these markets where almost our full inventory is sold, like in Areca or this thing, these are more like a cleanup situation. People are not paid, so they have been either terminated and some of them are cancelled. But I can, but they are getting rebooked at higher prices.
So these numbers will be reflected in the subsequent quarters.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we don't have to worry or read between the lines.
Not at all. All these cancellations have been healthy. They will only improve our cash flows and also our top line.
Okay. Sir, coming to business development, you have, last year also you had a decent pipeline and yes, you have close two deals, but you have almost 60,000 crore GDV pipeline and similar kind of, if I'm not mistaken, you had a similar kind of pipeline. How probable are you that you'll be able to do, say, 15,000-20,000 crore of GDV of business development this year? And what are the challenges you have been facing in business development? I mean, that's second question. Yeah.
So, Biplav, I have mentioned 10,000-15,000. So I'm pretty confident that, you know, we'll be able to achieve that. No reason to believe any other way. As I've always mentioned, the challenges are, you know, the right pricing, right location to get the right product with the right title and, you know, prudent risk management, prudently risk managed projects. Prices, of course, has gone up. It has to be in tune with the markets and our return expectations, etc. And also it has to be relatively risk-free. So that challenge has always remained. It's a question of the right opportunity coming at the right time. As I mentioned, we are chasing several opportunities. Some of them are high potential opportunities, but it takes a lot of patience to bring it to the right level. So work is going on some of the, on cleaning up some of the challenges that we have faced. This has always happened in the past also. Somewhere it is competition, overbidding, all of that. So it's a mix of both, the right, clarity, location, sizing, market demand, competitive, bidding. It's a mix of all of that. So we will continue to pursue business development with full vigor, but with full, risk management within our risk management framework. And I'm sure the opportunities will come. We have to be a little patient.
One final question. Sir, I know cash has never been a problem when it comes to business development, but still, when you have a cash in your bank, it gives you a lot of strength and confidence. And would you see now, since we have post this paper sales business and our focus has entered to invest in real estate, so would you see a strong uptick in business development, more so in outright purchase, because you have significant amount of cash now?
Yeah, so we always have, if you look at our entire portfolio, the bulk of the deals are outright only. There has been a decent share of joint ventures, but largely, more than 50% is outright development. So our focus will continue to be that. Just because we have surplus capital will not push us to be, careless or rash in any way. It's very important that we become very careful, because coming under pressure and putting, capital in a slightly reckless way could be very detrimental for us in the long run. So our framework of risk management will continue, and I'm sure when the right opportunity comes, we'll strike.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Pathak from Motilal Oswal. Please proceed.
Yeah, for the good side. First of all, congratulations for the new business development in Vashi. My first question is around that. So I think we have an affiliate partner in this project. So what would be the exact arrangement in this and what is our economic interest in this project?
So our economic interest is 90%, 10% goes to the partner. Partner has been responsible for handling the, you know, around 500 society members dealing with them, executing the negotiations and the agreements with them, managing the vacation of them, getting their existing structure demolished, barricading, rubbering and all of that, making the sites, you know, ready for us to move in and, you know, clear, and also helping tremendously in getting our municipal approvals.
Okay, so what will the margins that we'll be getting on this project net?
Around 25 to 30% is what we, because a very high margin, very high, very premium location, extreme with the creek view and all that, very, very premium from Vashi point of view. We expect to sell in the range of about 38,000-40,000 rupees per square foot. So therefore, it's a high margin project.
Great. And what is the exact situation in the project? When can we aim to launch this? Have we received any
launch? We are looking at a Q2 launch.
Q2 of FY28?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood. And so my next question is on your cash flow statement on slide number 29. So there is this 282 crores of outflows towards land approval, capital outflows and deposits. What would this exactly be?
Yeah. So, Harsh, we made some land payment of around 125 crores out of that. And there is a net deposit outflow of 150 odd crores. And there is some 7 odd crores of capex. Now, the deposit is a net number. We have also adjusted that some deposits from some of the projects. So that is the total summation of 283.
Understood. And this 150 crores of land outflow would be towards which project?
So 125 land outflow is for the Thana project, 125.
Okay.
And okay. Deposit is 151. So we've also, given earnest money deposit for land auction in Noida. So there is a deposit of that. Then we had to give a deposit for one of the redevelopment projects in Khar. And there has been an adjustment of the deposit given in some other projects. So the net deposit outflow is 151.
Understood. Yeah, those are the questions from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Shah from HDFC Securities. Please proceed.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. So I have first question on the new redevelopment that you have entered in Vashi. So what would be the carpet area for this?
So our saleable area is about 1 million square feet.
Okay, 1 million square feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 1 million square feet of saleable area. Yeah.
So around net. So then. So that implies to around 55,000-60,000 of per square feet, right? The carpet, so like versus the carpet rate over there, which is around 35 to 40. So what are those plans of launches, and how are you planning to sell here at such a price?
Premium locations, very, very premium locations. So largely we'll be looking at, large format, 4-bedroom sort of, I think, because a very high demand segment, there's very little supply there. There's absolutely not the most premium location in Vashi. So I think we'll be largely looking at very, carpet areas of almost 2,500 sort there. Per unit.
Okay, and this would be and the ABRL share for this would be?
What share? Our share, it's a 90-10 ref share, 90% to us.
Okay, 92 ABRL, okay. And and this would be how many towers or what would be the floor size over there?
Design is in progress. But typically, I think about four towers of free sale.
Okay. Fair. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sukrit from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please proceed.
Morning to the team. I have two questions. My first question to Mr. KT is, I just want to understand the forward-looking guidance. What are the top two to three execution priorities you are focusing on in the next few quarters? And alongside that, what do you see as the biggest risk in demand shifts, regulatory changes, or competitive pressures? And how are you preparing to mitigate them while strengthening the company's position in the real estate development space? That's my first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
So execution, of course, is always been key priority. All of our projects, we give full priority in execution. Birla Niyaara Tower A is coming up for possession next year. So that, of course, is a high priority. We are handing over a few projects this year, Birla Tisya notably being one. The focus is on handing over with the highest customer satisfaction on these projects which we are handing over this year. Navya, one of the phases we are handing over this year. Construction with full focus on highest level of safety and quality, timely delivery within budgets, managing the whole process, remains our primary execution focus. Also, for projects which are in the phase of launching, which are finalized now, design, understanding the customer, and putting all the factors into design, getting the design right, both in terms of construction cost optimization, customer requirements, and also in terms of FSI optimization. And also make sure that it is fast construction friendly. So all of these, is the prime focus for our execution part. Does that answer your question, Subir?
Yeah, thank you, thank you. My second question to Mr. Shah is along the similar lines only. From a financial point of view, what key risks or challenges do you anticipate in the coming quarters, and what specific measures have been taken to manage margins, cash flow, and strengthen the balance sheet, especially in areas like borrowing costs, receivables, and compliance? Thank you.
So, as we mentioned earlier, our net debt is nearly zero now, and we have a good treasury which we can use for business development and acquisitions. We are in the process of repaying our short-term debt as and when it comes up for repayment. That's on the balance sheet size. As KT mentioned earlier, despite having significant cash balance, we will be disciplined in our approach in terms of business development and acquisitions. We are focusing a lot on our collections. We have almost a 98% collection efficiency, and wherever the collections are not coming on time, we are doing a termination. So I would like to use the word termination and not cancellation, because we don't want a customer outstanding. So we are very, very focused on our collections. As coming to the project, deliverables or key parameters, we are always trying for, making the project cash neutral. So whatever is our outgo in terms of land acquisition, launch, construction, our endeavor is to break even at the earliest so that our project is secured, and thereafter we play on margin. And that strategy has played out well in the past, and we will continue to do that. So we are not going to change our strategy in terms of focus on net cash flow.
Thank you, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh from Whitestone Financial Services. Please proceed.
Hello.
Hi, Bhavesh.
Yeah. My question is on two points.
Bhavesh, we cannot hear you.
Now,
your voice is very faint.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. So my question is on commercial property development side on Worli land. So earlier, in our earlier plan, we had around 65 lakh square feet of FSI, right? So out of this, we are planning 10 lakh square feet of commercial property. You said in earlier question answered. Is it right?
You're right. About 1.3 million is our allocation right now for commercial. We may change it, modify it later, depending on how we see the demand.
And you are also evaluating partnership with IFC or MUFG, whichever
institutional partner. Yeah, right? We haven't decided who yet, yeah.
Yeah. And one more question was regarding Niyaara 1, Niyaara 2. How many flats are sold till date? After this cancellation and all?
117 is the net. 118.
Right. Perfect, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Akash.
Hi, sir. Sir, again, just wanted to have your thoughts on business development. Frankly, Birla Estates has lagged peers in business development over the last 1.5 years. And these peers have also closed deals which are at fairly similar margins. Cash has never been a problem for us. So I just wanted to understand that why have we lagged on business development versus peers over the last 1.5 years? Is there something different that we are looking for, or are we being like too conservative at the risk of growth? Just the thought process there.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, there is no dearth of deals. We have a stable framework which we have maintained. So our risk management framework has been pretty robust and strong, and we completely believe in that. And I think it is very essential in a cyclical industries where we don't know when the markets will change. The due diligence has to stand the test of time and cycles. And from that point of view, if you are challenging saying that we have been lagging for the last one and a half years, I would also like to point out, if you look at a larger framework, we have a pipeline of over 70,000 crores of GDV, of which, of course, 32,000 is launched, but still we have 42, and we are adding prudently every year. So I really don't want to pitch myself and say that I am lagging somebody in the last 6 months or 1 year or so. What we have to look at in a business like real estate is really long term. So in the long term, how are we adding value? How are we creating value? And also minimizing value destruction. Sometimes when cycles go the other way, we have also ensure that there is not substantial value destruction. So all of that points are very important, and it's very, very much possible in real estate when cycles change, that would be violent, volatile changes which can take the entire company down. So we have been very careful and prudent from that point of view. If you're asking me, are we too conservative? I don't think so. I think I would rather choose the word prudent.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swechha Jain from ENS Wealth. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving this opportunity. So most of the questions are answered. However, I have a few questions. So one thing was regarding the commercial real estate. I also wanted to understand, are we also looking at, the redevelopment of Century Bhavan and Birla Centurion?
Oh, Birla Centurion is a relatively new building. So,
okay. Yeah, so that will not go under redevelopment?
Yeah, for surely not in the near future. Birla Century Bhavan, of course, that's a very strong possibility. We are evaluating and looking at the possibility of that.
Okay. So if we, so on the commercial real estate that you mentioned in the earlier comment that you're looking develop this year, what is going to get under redevelopment? Not the Century Bhavan, is it?
No, I was not talking about redevelopment. I was talking about commencing construction or development of a million square feet in Birla Niyaara, a completely new.
New. So our older commercial real estate that we have, are we looking to redevelop those buildings?
Not in the near future. We have two commercial buildings, Birla Aurora, Birla Centurion. Together, they're giving us roughly about 140 to 150 crores of annual income. They're fully occupied, 100% occupancy, and there is no reason, and these are not very old buildings. So we're not really looking at redevelopment of these buildings in the near future. The only possibility is Century Bhavan, which is a very old building. Otherwise, our current focus will be on constructing a new office building in the Birla plot.
And also
we're looking for other opportunities outside. We're looking at good opportunities of acquiring new land for commercial development in Mumbai, NCR, all of these.
Understood. And so post the ITC money that we received, how much is the net debt?
Our net debt, as I mentioned earlier, is virtually zero. So in that sense, we don't have much debt remaining.
Gross
debt will remain because we have construction finance and long-term NCDs, etc., which will cannot be paid off. But net debt is virtually zero.
Okay, understood. And Katie, sir, I know I've heard a lot of people, expressing their views and concerns on the BD, and I also have similar question on this line. You know, while I've heard you saying that, you know, we are not conservative, we are prudent, and I completely understand that. And you also mentioned that, you know, there are various aspects that we look at, you know, whether it's the product, the right pricing, and I understand all of that. But I just wanted to understand the thought process, you know, that we as a group, think of, because 60,000 crore is a big pipeline, you know, which is really commendable that we are working on that. But at the same time, you know, when we look at the numbers, you know, essentially we've really not done anything in past 1.5 years. And I think that's where, other people on this call also have some kind of, questions regarding this. So I really want to understand, you know, out of so many parameters, what is that one thing? You know, something must be really stopping us in, signing that, deal. So just want to understand your thought process, because we all have 100% trust on you, on the company, and we are doing commendable job on all aspects, you know. But this is something which I think all of us are just, waiting to have those tie-ups, and we are just waiting to have that thing. So just wanted to understand from you, what is it that is the most concerning for us, when we say a yes or a no for a BD,
Thank you for your confidence in us. Really appreciate that. There is no one thing. It's actually, the one thing that I ask all of you is to have patience. That's only one thing I ask. We are, pursuing several strong deals, and we are confident of, closing them. But all these deals require patience. Some of them we have been negotiating for more than 18 months, 24 months. We were doing due diligence. It's not the commercials have been closed, but due diligence, all this, we all understand some if the land parcels are large, there are issues. Land parcels may have litigation. Some of them may have NCLT. So most important for us is the right location, the right micro market, the right axle. And if it is a JDA, the right partner and understanding and building that trust and ensuring that, the agreement is closed in the right way. So it's not just one factor. It's a combination of few factors. All of them have to come together. The only thing I can say is that, financial resources is just not a constraint at all. We have plenty of that. The brand is strong. We have to make sure that the location that we get into is commensurate with the stature of the brand. That's all that at this point of time, want to assure you.
Okay. And so just one clarification, the 10,000 to 15,000 crore is this year's target is what we have internally, right? Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate this. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Atlas. Please proceed.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are, Kunal.
Okay. So my first question is the Noida 150 land now completely out of picture?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is regarding Niyaara Tower C. So your presentation mentions the total GDV and the saleable area there. It roughly translates to 69,000 rupees per square feet. So, like, is that a reasonable approximation for the launch price?
So, it's too early to talk about the launch price, but tentatively it will be in the range of about 1 lakh to 1 lakh 20,000 rupees per square foot.
So that means that the total GDV would be revised then, because based on the presentation, since I think
This is
it's
the saleable
mentioned.
area. No, I'm talking on carpet. I'm talking on carpet area.
Okay.
This is on saleable area, yeah. So I think this is right.
Okay. And
Yeah.
my third question is regarding the possession timeline for Tower One. So can you give us a like a narrow down to a quarter when you expect the possession for Tower One?
Yeah, so we are within the RERA timelines of March 28th. Hopefully by 27, Q3, we should be ready to hand over. But handover will take its time. You know, handover, people come in inspecting and all that. So it will be in that period only, Q4, 28.
Okay, and what margins do you expect for Tower One?
Margins are very healthy. I mean, I don't want to disclose now, but it's all in the here the margins are in the range of about 40-50%.
Okay.
40+.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri, an investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, Katie.
Hi. Hi, Himanshu.
So my particular question is about the NCR market. So how do you see the market in terms of the pricing and all that? Because what I feel is that the particular areas in the market, the prices are heated up quite a lot. And what is your view on the Noida market also? Because there I find a lot of shortage of land from what I hear from the sources.
Okay, I think NCR market has some froth, but if you it's a combination. If you get the right pricing and the right sizing, as I always mentioned, backed by a strong brand and good location, I think you know, you can do very well. We have, you know, three projects in Gurgaon, all three have done exceedingly well. It has been our best performing market for us among all markets, Gurgaon. And I strongly believe in that market, but we have to be careful in choosing what I mentioned, all the four factors, we have to get it right. And there have been very fantastic launches in the last quarter also by some of the real estate other companies. So I'm very excited by this market. Market has a fair share of investors, but I think given the urbanization, given the demand for larger apartments and the growth of wealth in that segment, there is I see very exciting potential for the premium housing in that market. Noida, of course, as you very rightly mentioned, there's absolutely no supply of land, and the demand is huge. The lack of quality players. So I think it's one market which I would love to get into. We are trying very hard, hoping that we succeed sooner than later. But I think that is also a very, very exciting market.
And Katie, just to have your view, are we also participating in some of the auctions where, you know, there are
Yeah.
huge land parcels
We are, yeah.
available?
Yeah. Because I think because of the dearth of land, I think we have to participate, and the best way to get land in Noida. Not just in Noida, we are also looking for opportunities to participate in Gurgaon.
So I don't want to compare with other companies, but just to understand, like, auctions, obviously you have to bid for a very fair and a high price to get the land, right? But then we are just maybe falling a little bit short here and there for the huge land parcel, right? Because one or two good deals and then we are through, you know, with the BD deal in Gurgaon.
So as within our, you know, framework, what we think is the right pricing, we will put our best foot forward.
And just about the Century Bhavan one, Katie, there we are planning commercial or residential?
I mean, largely, I think the location commands commercial presence, so that's what we would aim for. But we are weighing all options.
No, just asking because just two buildings away, the Oberoi 360 residential one has done amazingly, you know?
I know. But this is part of a commercial complex. This is a smaller plot. So we are weighing all of that.
Okay, and any news on the Prabhadevi land, which we have a smaller parcel, which is a very
No,
sea-facing premium?
not in the annual now. Not in the annual round.
At a later date, right?
Can't talk about it now.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. With a strengthened balance sheet and a resilient portfolio and continued customer confidence, we are well positioned to pursue the opportunities ahead. Thank you, everyone, for your time attending today's call. We are truly excited for the time to come and look ahead to reach you again with lot of more news in our next call. Once again, thank you very much and appreciate your all-time support and understanding for the success of our business. Thank you and have a good day.
On behalf of Aditya Birla Real Estate, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.